Hey, everybody. This is B on Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. So I want to talk about something today I know very little about. I was trying to research this and trying to check my own memory banks. So we're going to talk about resentment. You know, it's a complex and intense emotion, you know, with feelings of bitterness, indignation, and ill will toward someone or something, often as a result of perceived mistreatment, injustice, or unfairness. That's kind of weird for me. Kind of felt wronged before, but I never had resentment or ill will toward anyone. You know, we all can get mad at somebody, but what, that lasts maybe 24 hours. People can harbor resentment when they believe they have been wronged, overlooked, or treated unfairly, as we just said. I don't think I've been overlooked. I think I've been wronged. Treated unfairly, that's hard to say that I've been untreated unfairly in the United States in my 65 years. I've had a great life. Thank you, Mom and Daddy. So, you know, it can be directed toward individuals, groups, situations, even yourself. Again, I don't get that. So I hope when people listen to this, they'll hit me up on the DM, which a lot of people do, and I appreciate that. A lot of the DMs I get and private messages I get are very helpful. And some are just silly, so stop it. I think it involves a lingering sense of anger. Excuse me, I'm trying not to burp on the mic. Let me mute this for just a moment because I have to burp. Thank you. And can impact your personal well-being and relationships. It's not addressed or managed. Resentment may lead to a variety of emotional and interpersonal challenges, hindering personal growth and creating barriers to effective communications. You know, I thank God I have not allowed that into my life. I think I got over things very quickly. I moved on. The whole resentment thing is, I always thought that meant long term. You're resentful, you're hateful toward this, it's usually a person, event. It's hard to be. You know, obviously we all hate what happened on 9/11, September 11th, 2001, but I don't hate the date, obviously there's some hate toward the individuals that did it, but they're all dead, and it's my personal belief that they are burning in hell where they belong. The absence of God, hell, whatever you think that is. I think you're tortured when you're not in the presence of God. You need to seek support from friends and family and probably a mental health professional if you have resentment in your life, because it can be beneficial in managing and navigating this complex emotion. They say you should be self-aware, recognizing and acknowledge your feelings of resentment. And I went over that, and I dug hard, and I've been thinking about this. This was actually, I was going to start a couple of weeks ago with this, but yeah, I couldn't find any. I found more anger about a particular event that happened to me, but not resentment. And then I got over it very quickly. And as I was telling an old friend last year, you know, I didn't really allow myself to get angry. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get angry. And that lasted about a month. And then I was over it. I acknowledge and took responsibility. I was part of the problem, and that's what happened. And I am someone to say when he's wrong. But the whole resentment, you know, that would be 8 years now that I would be resentful toward that person and that event. And I just don't have it in my heart to do that. I've made my peace with man and God, and I've moved on. And I am not going to live like that. I am not going to have resentment toward those events and the actions. I did learn, and I'm learning every day, to be a better person. And to never allow that negativity into my life again, especially from outside and from inside. I listened to someone speak the other day, and they said they don't, you know, you have to recognize contributors and vampires, you know, in your life. So someone may be in your life that may be a contributor. After you speak to them, do you feel better? Did they contribute something to your well-being, to your person? Do you like talking to them? Do you like hearing from them, getting a random email from them? Or do you just like, oh, man, not what's his name or what's her name? You know, and you go out of your way, you know, if it's a social situation, not to be around them, or something comes into your inbox, you just immediately delete it. You don't even read it. That's the vampire. You know, you gotta recognize these things and keep the contributors at a maximum and the vampires at zero or the minimum. You know, understand specific events and situations that triggered these emotions, you know. And those events, 8 years ago, some people, oh, that's not long at all. 8 years is a long time, okay? To be that low and to be at the top of the mountain, I don't think I ever will be, but I'm summiting as we speak. You know, 8 years is it's kind of a long time when you go through it, especially you go through it alone. Not to brag, but I did it by myself. And then you have to identify the source, you know, clearly identify the cause of your resentment. If it's a person, an event, or a general situation. I know a lot of people have resentment about general situation in the world today, and I get it. We all have our opinions. We all think we know what to do to fix whatever is wrong. Some people have resentment about, you know, a general situation. You can feel that way. And I think everybody does feel that way. But then you need to move on. You know, I do not understand people where, something very narrow, sports, politics, religion, gardening is the only thing, you know, there's just like this only little, that little snippet of life is the only thing, right? I can see getting hardcore about riding motorcycles, getting hardcore about, gardening. You know, I love to garden. What can I say? I've really fallen in love with it, and I can't wait till it warms up. I'm waiting for the soil to get to 50 degrees, and it's all like Jack and the Beanstalk, yo. And you know, recognizing that will help you. The person in event, you need to go and speak to someone who's third party, someone who's out of the loop. I think it's great to talk to family and friends. However, someone who possibly has some training in that and can kind of show you, guide you the way, not tell you what to do, but guide you. It's probably a smart idea. I would not want to live with resentment in my life every day. That would just suck. Express your feelings. Communicate your feelings in a calm and assertive manner. Use I statements to express how you feel without blaming others. That is well said. First time I read that, I statements, quote unquote, capital I, the letter I, statements to express how you feel. I think that's a great idea without blaming others. I learned to do this a couple of years ago about my particular situation, and I loved it. I still do it. You know, I acknowledge my weak points and my foibles, if you will, as a man, as a human. And, you know, I vowed not to make those mistakes again and to stay focused on what I did wrong in response to what was being done wrong, if that makes any sense. So share your perspective and provide specific examples to help the other party understand your point of view. Yep, true, true. Or as the young people say, true dat. They still say that, right? set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries to prevent further instances of mistreatment or injustice. Well, yeah, there you go. Clearly communicate your expectations and limits to others. Excuse me. I have to do this in work, believe it or not, in a professional setting. I don't think they know I'm doing it because I try to hide it. You know, I'm not trying to tell people at work, hey, you can't talk to, you know, but I can only digest bits and bytes of things at a time. You know, we had another big project, a huge project come up. Very little, preparedness for this, and a lot is being thrown at the team I'm on. Well, there's two of us. That's the team. And we're struggling a little bit. And I just have to say in our project meetings to the quote unquote project manager and the showrunner, who is a manager, is not an engineer. We have to take small bites of this, digest it, and then we have to document it, and then we have to move on. Can't give us X amount of days to do the entire thing, especially a product that we haven't even done proof of concept on yet. So you have to let other people know your point of view, and you know, and you have to communicate your expectations. And you know, I think I'm doing that, and in your life as well, you know. My neighbor, you know, for instance, you know, in the springtime, it's like, hey, can I borrow your mower? Well, don't you have a mower? No. The guy that used to live here, the guy I bought the house from last year, I used to just borrow his mower. No, you can't borrow my mower. It's my mower. You know, buy your own mower, homebrew, you know, and about a week later, he had a mower. I wasn't going to be his mower hookup. That's not happening. And also, my mower is a manual mower. It doesn't have an engine on it. I mean, you push it, the blades turn. So I don't think he would like my mower. because it's 115 in Texas, and you got to push that. We're gonna have some sweat, bro. Also, the yards here in suburbia, are 2 inches. The grass is 2 inches thick, and you're gonna need some gasoline mowing going on. That's why I have the Lawn Maintenance Corporation come and do mine. And I don't have to buy an edger, a mower. I don't have to weed. I don't have to, because I can sit in here in Dot Paul Central and jam, bro. I'm an old man now. And I go in my backyard and I do some gardening and I get some sun because I like the vitamin C. But I'm not doing all that, and I add it up. If I buy a mower, I buy an edger, and then the time it takes me to do that, these guys, can do that. They come every other week and take care of it, and it looks very nice. I could make those one-time purchases, and then I could do it. I think if I was more domestically connected to another person, I may have a mower and she may help me mow and edge and all of that. We do it together. But I don't have that, so I'm not doing it that way. I don't know. I got on a tangent of mowing my yard, but that's what I'm talking about. You have to, let people know, hey, homie, don't play that. And learn from experience. Reflect on what you can learn, from a situation. I spent a good deal of time thinking about that. Also writing it down. When I go back through, I have two journals or diary, whatever you want to call them. I have one that I just write in general about once a month. And I have one that if you go back a couple of years, it looks like I was writing in every hour. But you can see my growth and my development, in those journals. Consider how you can, approach a similar situation differently in the future. I just spoke about that, and I keep that forefront. It may have been 8 years ago, but I hate to say this, but I'm on guard for that happening again to me, being sucked in, being exposed to that. And I will have to say, I am a little guarded around drinking, I was around an alcoholic and it wasn't normal. This isn't social drinking. This is having a couple beers, enjoying yourself. This is getting drunk every day, and I won't go into all that, but it has made me guarded, understanding that forgiveness is not condoning the behavior, but it's a way to release hold of resentment on your well-being. Agreed. I have forgiven, and I hope I am forgiven. In the process, it may take time. Be patient with yourself. It does take time because some things, they seem unforgivable. And I understand that. And I recognize that. You don't condone what happened, but you have to forgive. And we're taught as Christians to forgive. And that is easier said than done, but it can be done, and it is good for you. Seek perspective. Try to understand the other person's point of view and motivation. Empathize with their experiences, even if you don't agree with their actions. I went down that road. I went down that road several years when this was happening, and I could never understand it, and we talked about it, and what was done to you, now you're doing to someone else. I do not understand. That will make you angry, communication, engage in open and honest communication with the other party. Discuss the issues and work together to find solutions. I am here to tell you, you may not find a solution. You may not be able to work together. You may be talking to a liar. And you don't know that they're a liar until after the fact. It's sad, but it happens. But try. Try to find a solution for both of you. Use active listening to ensure both sides feel heard and understood. I have been practicing that for some time now. Sometimes it works, especially around engineers. A lot of people in that profession have already made up their mind. And they don't listen to you, you know? And I'm like, oh, hey, dude, you hear what I just said? We can't do that. Why not? Because it's $250,000. That's why. Yeah, but what we should do, that happens to me all the time. But for me, I try to sit there and listen. Sometimes I pause after the other person has spoken just in case they're about to say something else, you know? I don't know. But I'll pause, and a lot of people will, they don't look at you when you're, you know, they're just talking or they're writing on a whiteboard, and they'll turn around and look, and then I'll go, oh, okay, are you done? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. And then, you know, I can say my piece. Active listening is hard to do. It's not something that people do normally. I think we are just set up to be selfish, you know? And I think that is part of being selfish, is not hearing the other person. And both sides need to feel like they were heard and understood. Learn from experience. That's what I was just saying. You know, certain things you will never do again. You will never put your hand on a hot stove again intentionally. You know why? Because it's hot and it will burn you and it will hurt. You know, when you see two cats or two dogs fighting, you won't jump in the middle of that anymore, will you? That's right. You'll throw a bucket of water in the middle of there and break the dogs up or the cats up. Or maybe just go inside and get a cool beverage and watch them duke it out, you know, from inside the house, and then go out there and patch up the loser and pat the winner on the back. I don't know. But yeah, you need to reflect what can be learned from a situation. You know, this is part of your personal growth and development. If you're not growing, you're not developing. You know, I was stagnant for a couple of years. Although I was, every year would go by, I'd get older. Nothing ever changed. Things were talked about changing. Oh, yeah, that's nice. And then it would happen again, and you're stagnant. You're not growing. And the situation, the marriage, the relationship, you, the other person, is stagnant. And you have to go, hey, wait a minute. Do I want this for my life? Do I really want to be like this? Why is this happening? Uncool, bro. Talk to friends, family, and therapists about your feelings, as we said. I think friends and family is a good start. I think something like this needs a therapist. You know, support and insights and guidance are great. Be careful with friends and family because they may mask it. They may tell you, get over it. They may not understand. You go to a therapist, and hate to say this, but you're paying them money. They're going to listen to you, and that's their job. And if you don't feel heard by the therapist, go someplace else. Go to as many as it takes, not to hear your own biased thoughts, but to get a rapport with, to tell somebody these things, a total stranger where you wouldn't normally do, takes a lot of courage. And I salute that if you're doing that or if you have done that. And hope no one takes this the wrong way. My brother-in-law told me this. My sister is a therapist. My brother-in-law told me, don't go to your wife or your girlfriend or because you don't want to spend the money because she's a therapist. That's the worst thing you can do. He's right. Don't do that. Go to someone totally third party, someone with no bias, no buy-in to your life. Excuse me, I need some water. I was getting a little parched there. Focus on self-care, people. Every day, take care of your physical and emotional well-being. Engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Here in Texas, we barely have winter, but it can go a couple of weeks and the sun not come out, which is bunch of BS if you ask me. I'm a beach guy. I'm a sun guy. Do not like that. So the sun has been out past couple of days. So you know what I do? I don't watch TV. I take a book out into the backyard up on my deck, and I sit out in the sun, and I read. And I got hot the other day. Not sweaty hot, but hot. You know, it's 60. You know, this is the end of January 2024, and it got hot. It's awesome. And I got my vitamin C. You know, the sun is speaking to my body. My body's going, yo, yo, yo. So take care of yourself. Go for a walk. Get out in front. Don't stare at your phone and your computer so much. I'm trying to say get out from in front of, which was apparently difficult to say. Practice mindfulness and meditation to help manage stress and negative emotions. I'm not a meditator, so I'll let that go by. Open communications, you know, you got to foster those open communications. Express your feelings and concern calmly and assertively. Encourage others to communicate their thoughts and feelings as well. I have to do this at work with men that I work with. I go, well, what are you really thinking? You know, we'll have a meeting and I can tell on the other person's face if I'm in the office, which is only one day out of the week, or if we have to turn our cameras on our laptop and show our smiling faces to management, you know, like there's some kind of AI talking for me. Not yet. And, you know, I can tell looking at people's faces, and I'll say, hey, let's go get some coffee. Now, the coffee machine, I'll say, hey, what's up with that? And then people will spill, you know. And I need to know these things as the de facto team lead on what we're doing. Because if you're not going to do it, or if I think you're going to bail, then I need to know, because people will bail on you. Maybe I'll do a podcast on bailing or parachute jumping or whatever. Oh, ghosting. Yeah, that's what people call it now. Ghosting or whatever they call it. That's so 2022. Set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries to protect yourself from mistreatment and undue stress. And communicate these boundaries assertively and ensure they are respected. Yep, that's needs to be done. You have to do that. Strive to understand others' perspectives and motivations. Empathy can reduce negative judgments and foster compassion. Well, yeah, that's true. You know, empathy. Sorry, I said that wrong. I've gotten more empathetic over the years. I think that happens as you grow older because you have more experience in life. Because, you know, you're like 21. It's like you can't be empathetic with somebody who's 45 because you haven't gone through 21 to 45. You don't know anything about those topics. You're like, oh, he's a, or she's a loser. Well, yeah, give it some years and you may be a loser, quote unquote. Forgiveness. Cultivate a mindset of forgiveness. Understand that people make mistakes, and holding on to resentment only harms your well-being, as we have said. Practice forgiveness as a way to release negative emotions and move forward. Focus on solutions. Well, yeah, that's one of my titles. I am a solution provider. And sometimes people are like, oh, well, I don't want to do that. Well, guess what? You know, I'm in security. And there is the fine line between security and end user comfort, you know. But the solution is to do this, not to make you comfortable. The solution is not to go out of business. That's what I like to tell people. I go, you like your paycheck there, homebrew? Well, yes, of course I do. Let's try to keep that coming in for you and me and 10,000 of our other co-workers, and not do that thing that you're doing. Let's do it this way. Identify areas where, you know, compromise and negotiation is possible. You can always negotiate with people, meet them in the middle, which I really hope starts happening more in the world. I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. We come to these things with preconceived ideas. Something Dennis Prager says, props out to Dennis Prager, my rabbi, understanding, you know, before compromise, you know, clarity before compromise, you know, we need to understand each other. Back in the day, we used to, you know, I like Z, you like A, come in the middle. You tell me why you like A, I tell you why I like Z. We go back to our respective corners, and we ponder, huh, interesting. I still like Z, but A's not that bad, you know, just different. And, you know, when I was a young man, I would debate my father. Now, little did I know, he had the wisdom of the ages, because I was 20-something, and, you know, he's 40-something, mid-40s, right? And what he was saying to me was totally foreign. The older I got, the smarter my father got. you know, obviously, my father is a freaking genius. So is my mother. You know why? They're further down the road. They have more experience. And you have to be aware of this, and you have to be constructive, you know, when you address these issues and find a solution, and negotiate if possible. Talked about mindfulness and being self-aware. Avoid dwelling on past grievances. I will not do that in my life. You know, things have happened with good friends of mine. They're still my friends. They're still my coworkers. Love them to death. You know, I was wrong. They were wrong. We were both wrong, or neither of us was wrong. It doesn't matter. You know, what matters is that we are still friends and that we still get along. That's what matters. Develop self-awareness to recognize negative thought patterns and replace them with positive ones. That is very important. You have to recognize negative thought patterns. Now, this is when you need a therapist, because you read stuff like this, you look stuff up like this, and you think you know what you're reading, what you're understanding, but how do you do that? There are ways to do that. And when they come in, you know, do you just squash them like a bug? Do you allow them to flourish and then you squash them like a bug? Are you just totally wholesale turn off all of your emotions and don't feel anything? Don't do that. That's when I definitely would talk to someone, find the right person, and they could probably guide you through that. They can't tell you how to do it. They won't do it for you, but they will guide you. Like much of our world today has turned into, people think, oh, there's an app for that. That's going to fix this. No, it's not. That's just to guide you. That's not, you still have to do it. It's still on you. You can be holding your phone in your hand. You look in the mirror and the app says, da 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 da. And if you don't do da 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 da, then that's on the person in the mirror. And the problem with a lot of this and resentment is the person in the mirror. I mean, come on, let's just call it what it is. Come on now. Have a mindset of gratitude also, you know? I am grateful for what, not for what happened, but what came out of it. A more aware, a better bee came out of it. Wasn't a bad bee. I wasn't a great bee. I'm not a great bee, but I'm a better bee today. It took some BS to be a better bee. Well, that's a lot of bees. I am better, and that's why this will never happen to me again. And I can say that out loud to you, the audience, and anyone who wants to talk to me about this one-on-one. And I can tell you unflinching that I'm a better man today. I wasn't a better man 8 years ago. I was a piece of stuff. Regularly to reflect on the things you appreciate and are thankful for. I say a prayer every morning before I get up, and I say a prayer every night before I go to bed. And I am thankful for many, many things. And very thankful to be here. Learn from your experiences. Well, here we go. Here we go. What we've been talking about. If you do not learn from that experience, and this is what I think the root of resentment is. This is me. I am not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a better bee. I think people don't learn anything when stuff happens to them, right? And that's why they're resentful. You know, you have to learn from difficult situations and use them to develop resilience and wisdom. Wisdom. Yeah, that's a great word. You know, seek support. Of course, we talked about therapists, family, friends. Different perspectives that, you know, family and friends, and then these coping strategies that someone can guide you through or to. Strong support network to help navigate challenging situations. You know, no one lives alone. No one. I don't care if you're in a one-bedroom apartment or in a 12-bedroom mansion, you are not alone. No matter how many people you have around you and you feel alone, you need to find some support. And realize also the people in your life may not be able to support you. They may be having their own situation, their own challenges you know nothing about. And taking responsibility, being accountable for your own actions and emotions. You have to be accountable. If you are not accountable, that means everybody's responsible for everything they do. That's easy to say that. But accountability is where the rubber hits the road. You have to be accountable. Go, I'm accountable, and I have a price to pay for doing what I did or being in that situation. You have to do that and allow that to happen. Avoid projecting blame onto others. You are you. That person, and that is their problem. That is, you cannot change people. Believe me, I tried. You can't do it, no matter how much you love them. Self-care, again, that keeps coming up, you know, and engage in activities that bring you joy, relaxation, and a sense of fulfillment. I love reading books. I love being in the sun. I've really love gardening. One of the things I like about gardening is you got the dirt, you know, you got the plants, you got some water, and then it's the sun. And then it's like, and then the thing grows and it flowers. And it's like, I did that. I did a very small part of that. you know, you got to do these things, you know, it's very, very important to have joy in your life. I've recently started experiencing more joy in my life, like I was talking about in a previous episode of Dot Paul podcast, Stuff About Stuff. conflict resolution skills. Develop effective conflict resolution skills. Learn to address issues constructively and find mutual agreeable solutions. Well, I agree with that. Sometimes the mutual agreeable solution is not mutual because you're talking to a liar, or a charlatan, or not who you thought you were talking to. And if they don't want to work it out and they don't make a change and this is poisoning your life and changing you, you need to leave. Perceived injustice, you know, I don't perceive injustice in my life. It's kind of like, for me, you know, water on a duck's back. If you've been treated unfairly or unjust without consideration, I'm not that guy. That doesn't pertain to me, but other people it does. A lot of people do feel unjust that, you know, that something has happened and that they take that on and they make their entire personality about that, a matter of fact. Unmet expectations. Resentment can occur when there is significant gap between what a person expects from a situation, relationship, or themselves, the actual outcome. Yeah, I can see that. The whole relationship thing, you know, after a while, I was like, yeah, this ain't gonna work. This is not gonna work. What's that meme? I saw that meme is like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm more of a, this isn't adding up theorist. I like that one. Lack of recognition, you know, feeling undervalued, unappreciated, overlooked can lead to resentment. People may harbor negative emotions and their contributions go unnoticed. You know, sometimes your contributions will go unnoticed. Except you know, and that should make you proud. You know, I know people at work, I hear at work a lot, undervalued, unappreciated, overlooked. I go, well, you know, not every day you don't get a gold star every day. They're Skippy. You know, you have to, if you get one, great. You don't, you get a paycheck. That's what we're here for. We're here to make a living, not to pat each other on the back. Sorry, but that is the truth. Betrayal, when real or perceived, can be a powerful trigger for resentment. Betrayal, yes. Trust violation in personal and professional relationships can lead to deep-seated negative emotions. Indeed, power imbalances. Resentment can arise when there's perceived power imbalance. When one party, it's funny they say party, feels unfairly treated or dominated by another. Yeah, I don't have that one. I can't speak to it, you know, so don't write me a note or, you just totally, you blew that off. You're some kind of weirdo, B. I don't speak to things I can't speak to, and I'll say that, okay? You know, I think it goes without saying that I'm not an expert on anything. I'm a person just like you, and I'm just trying to, with these monologues, just explain a few things from my own perspective and possibly help other people hear these things. You know, I was listening to something the other day and I went, yeah, damn right, bro. It's just like sometimes you'll hear song lyrics and go, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Anyway, lingering conflicts, unresolved conflicts that remain unresolved can fuel resentment over time. Issues are not addressed. Negative emotions may intensify. True, true, true. Compassions. Constantly comparing up compassions. Sorry, I need to clean my glasses. Comparisons. constantly comparing oneself to others, especially when it comes to achievements. Do not do this, people. Okay? Do not do this. Can contribute to feeling of inadequacy and resentment. Unless you're a football player, football team, and you know who I'm talking about, don't be DMing me about my team anymore, okay? I know, I get it. There needs to be some accountability on that team, and I'll leave it at that. don't compare yourself to other people. Everybody has their own marathon to run. Life is a marathon, not a race, not a sprint. And we're all on different marathons, okay? Lack of communications, obviously poor communications or lack of understanding between individuals can create misunderstandings and contribute to a buildup of resentment. So this is when you have to listen actively. And if someone says something like, you have to go, what did you mean by, and they'll say, and you go, oh, okay, cool. Don't let that happen. Jealousy, envy or jealousy toward others, you know, success, possessions, or relationships can lead to resentment if individuals feel they are not achieving similar levels of success or happiness. Well, F that. Don't be jealous about anybody or anything. Somebody's house, somebody's truck, somebody's golden doodle, somebody's trophy wife. Hey, now. F that. Again, everybody has their own life, their own... I was going to say something rude, but I won't. Their own way of living that makes them happy. Do not look at others and be jealous. What a terrible, terrible sin. Jealousy or envy. F that. Just put that, do not do that. Do what is right for you and you will be happy. Inability to express emotions. Some individuals may struggle to express their emotions effectively, leading to a suppression of feelings that can later manifest as resentment. Again, talk to a licensed therapist. They can guide you. They can't fix that, but they can help you fix yourself. Everything is on you, okay? Anybody disagree with me, DM me, send me a message. Okay, fine. I may be wrong, but this is what I think, okay? And this is my podcast, Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. And so that's what I think. Prolonged stress, chronic stress, whenever related to work, relationships, and other life circumstances can contribute to a negative emotional state or resentment. I bet. Got to let that stress go. Got to do some gardening. Got to get out in the sun. That will help. Got to take a walk. Got to be in your community. I went down to courthouse here the other day to hear our elected representatives speak, and I agree with 50% of what they said. The other 50%, I was going, what? I ain't paying more taxes. What? A lot of people feel the same way I do, but I'm down there. I'm in the middle of it, baby. And, but that helps with the stress. You're not watching TV. You're not reading the internet. You're out there, and you say, well, he didn't really say that. What he said was, but I understand why you phrased it that way, because you think differently and you want me to think that way. I'm thinking my way, not your way. Feeling helpless or powerless. You know, some people do feel powerless and they cannot change. They have little control. That's terrible. I think we all have control. I think we all have power, and it's up to you to feel the power, to take that power back for yourself and be empowered. And I want you all to do that. Don't never forget that. Sorry, I got a little fired up there at the end. Sometimes that happens on Dot Ball Podcast, stuff about stuff. I hope we all learned something today. This is good for me. A lot of these topics that I choose are kind of a self-explore journey for me, and it does help, and your comments help, and I appreciate that. Friends on X and friends on Facebook, thank you. So we'll leave it at that, and I hope y'all have a good what's left of January, and I'll talk to you next time. And remember, accelerate with confidence.